Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast, and I wanted to talk to you today about incentivizing buyers. And there's a lot of things that you can do, but let's start with, you know, just the general principle. When it comes to marketing and sales, people like incentives. There's a reason that you'll buy as a consumer certain items if you're incentivized to buy those items, right? That's why grocery stores do coupon campaigns, or companies that sell, let's talk about like supplements or vitamins. You know, if you buy this one, you get the next one half off, or if you buy this one at this price, you can get three more for this price, right? Those are all incentives for you, the consumer, to want to purchase the product or more of the product. It's just a principle in marketing and sales that has made, you know, millions and millions, if not billions of dollars for companies who run the incentive properly. So when it comes to real estate, this isn't uncommon either. In fact, builders, new home construction, right? If you live in an area or have ever lived in an area where new homes are being built, builders oftentimes will incentivize buyers, and they'll incentivize them to not bring another agent to the transaction. And it's perfectly legal to do this. And they even will put their properties on their local MLS systems through their particular listing agent to then also not offer. Or they'll pay a buyer's agent commission on the MLS if a buyer's agent walks through their model home door with a client that buys. But they'll still put their property on the MLS to get the exposure and then want buyers to walk through the door of their model home without an agent so they can then incentivize them with whatever their offer is to not have an agent, right? And the purchase price of the property doesn't change. Builders are very, very good at setting their prices and not negotiating a price reduction. And it's really not that different from what you would do as a seller. If you're doing a for sale by owner transaction, you're not that different from how a builder would run their transaction. So what I mean by that is when you list your property, wherever you list it, social media, Zillow, your local MLS, it is more than okay for you to incentivize a buyer to not have an agent. So let's talk about how that would work just logistically. If you were to put it on Zillow, let's say, you would simply write in your listing description, you know, everything about the house, right? It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home that overlooks a river valley. Whatever the description is, right, of your property. Or it's a 5-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom home in a quiet cul-de-sac in a safe neighborhood, you know, with great neighbors, right? That's your description. At the end of that description, you can then put willing to incentivize buyer with X. Right? So I might say something like, buyers who come unrepresented will get a 3-year home warranty. Now, a 3-year home warranty might only cost you $1,500. But one that incentivizes the buyer to not bring an agent to your property. And two, it gives them peace of mind that not only do they get a one-year home warranty that they were hoping to get, but now they get an additional 2 years. And it's perfectly okay to do that. Builders, there are some builders out there that will just incentivize, like, hey, if you don't have an agent working with you, we'll upgrade the kitchen for you. Meaning they'll give you an upgraded countertop or upgraded cabinets or upgraded flooring or whatever it is they've set aside to incentivize you to not bring a buyer's agent. Why? Because there's more profit on their end as the builder to do that. It is so much less expensive to upgrade a kitchen for them because of the fact that they buy at quantity or they have deals with their subcontractors that they can then offer those upgrades and still make more profit if you don't have an agent, right? Because if they're a builder and they're paying a 3% commission, that's still going to be way more than giving you an upgraded kitchen, right? And so the same principle is true for you as a seller when you incentivize a buyer to not bring an agent to the transaction. And when buyers are out there 95% of the time already looking online before they ever consider hiring an agent, and they see that you are incentivizing them, guess what's going to happen for you? You're going to get more showings, and you're going to make more profit because you're not going to have to pay that buyer's agent commission. Now, you want to make sure you incentivize them with the right things. What are the things that add value to a potential buyer? Home warranties. And I talked about, you know, the reason for a home warranty on a completely separate podcast. But home warranties, because it's a peace of mind for the buyer. I mean, let's say you're selling a $300,000 house, which has been my classic example on this podcast, and you're willing to pay a buyer's agent commission if a buyer's agent brings you a good buyer and a good offer, right? They're willing to pay you full price and get you a good buyer, right? So that's $9,000 if you're willing to pay a 3% commission. If you're only offering a 2% commission, that's $6,000, right? Well, let's say you offer instead to a buyer that's unrepresented a 3-year home warranty package, right, that protects them for the next 3 years. One, they're going to be more intrigued about what you're offering them, right? And it puts you in a better position if they should counteroffer you, because you could say, well, I'm going to add this or I'm going to add that to it. So if you do a 3-year home warranty in that scenario of $9,000, well, $1,500 is better than paying $9,000, right? Well, let's say you offered the 2%, so it was only $6,000 in a buyer agent commission. $1,500 or even $2,000 if you bumped it up to like a 4-year home warranty at a $500 a year value is still better than $6,000, right? I mean, you would save $4,000 on that. If it was the $9,000 deal, you would save an additional $9,000 or $7,000 that goes back in your pocket. So think through that math, right, and how you could potentially incentivize a buyer. Now, there are gimmicks out there. Agents do them, builders do them, lenders do them. You see them on all kinds of things. Rather than it being a real incentive, it looks gimmicky. So, hey, buy our house and we'll send you on a cruise. Or buy our house and we'll, you know, send you to Disneyland. Now, it's not to say that's not valuable to a potential buyer, but what is valuable when somebody's buying a home? Home warranty is. Maybe a moving service would be another good thing that you could incentivize a buyer with. So if you say to a buyer, hey, we'll give you one of three options. You can have the 3-year home warranty, or we'll pay for one day of full moving services, meaning they go hire the company to move and you're willing to pay up to a certain dollar amount. And believe it or not, it's less expensive than you think to hire a moving company. Most of them charge by the hour. And sometimes that hourly charge is, you know, $135 to $145 an hour for, you know, a 4-man crew in a truck. So just do a little bit of research in your local area on what a move would potentially cost. And, you know, let the buyers know that you're willing to pay up to a certain amount for professional moving services. Or you're willing to give them a moving truck allowance or that sort of thing, right? You don't necessarily have to give them, you know, a carpet allowance or a paint allowance, even though that could be beneficial. But think about the things that cause a buyer potential concern or that they're going to have to deal with, right? So if they purchase your house, they now have new challenges to deal with, and not in a bad way. It's just the nature of moving. So the first one is, well, we don't know what your house is really like. And yes, we did get it inspected, but a home warranty does make a lot of sense, because if we maybe missed something in the inspection or the inspector missed it, and even though it might be minor, being covered for the next 3 years is a really great thing. And so we'd love to take that incentive. Or, right, everybody's got to move. I mean, that's what we're doing here. So if a buyer says, well, I really like the house, but the thought of moving, you know, they've already accomplished it in their mind. That's why they're out looking. But moving, gosh, that's kind of a headache, you know, packing everything up and doing this and doing that, and getting the truck or finding friends or however they're going to move. If you solve that problem by going, hey, we'll pay up to this amount in moving services, you know, you just go hire the company, send us, show us the estimate, then we'll pay up to X amount, right? So if you say, I'm willing to pay up to $1,500 or maybe $2,000, and the moving company goes, well, it's $3,500 to move them, well, you've taken, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 off their plate. And so that becomes beneficial to a buyer. Now, other ways you can incentivize them is offering that. And then if the buyer comes in and they go, you know, we like the house, but we feel like we would need to upgrade the kitchen to this kind of countertop or upgrade the cabinets, and you've already offered the other incentives, you can now use that in negotiation. So let's say the buyer comes in and they're not really ready to make an offer because they feel like there's a bit of work to be done. You can say, listen, we'll upgrade the kitchen for you, or we'll pay up to X amount to upgrade the kitchen for you if you're interested in making us an offer. So now the buyers are having something given to them in order to get an offer on the table. You don't necessarily have to give them the 3-year home warranty. Maybe you give them a 1-year or a 2-year home warranty in addition to that. But all of that's going to cost you less than having to pay a commission to a buyer's agent. And you'll get a happier buyer in the long run. You'll get people that are more motivated to work with you because you're giving something of value to them in return. And the same goes for if you don't offer an incentive and somebody comes in and they think they like the house, but they're not quite ready to make an offer, you can just ask them, like, what would get you to make an offer, and then incentivize them with what is valuable to them. Just ask them what they want. And if it works for you, then you know you've got a deal that you can work with on your property, right? So this is how transactions come together. But the biggest point I want to make is offering that incentive to a potential buyer before they ever even walk into your house. Because, again, it's valuable in their mind to go, oh, well, now they're taking some of that worry. They may not say it out loud, but subconsciously they're thinking, like, hey, man, a 3-year home warranty would be a good deal. Or I want to move, but the thought of actually packing up and moving, that doesn't sound that appealing to me, and they're offering to pay for that for me. That might make this whole process a lot easier, right? And keep in mind, these buyer incentives have been happening for a long time. I mean, that's, you know, closing costs. Sellers have offered closing costs in the past. Now, I'm not suggesting you have to offer this in every situation. If you're in a hot seller's market, for example, and properties are flying off the shelf because there's just not enough inventory and there are too many buyers, then you don't necessarily have to offer that, but you could offer it to avoid a buyer's agent commission. And that's really what this is about, is this strategy to get a buyer to come to your house without an agent. Because even in a hot seller's market, buyer's agents are constantly throwing out to buyers, hey, you don't have to pay for me. But the buyer does, in a sense, right? Because if you offer an incentive to the buyer to not bring an agent, then they are paying for that agent. Stand out from the crowd. Be different from what other people are doing. And because you are already saving at minimum 3% because you're listing on your own and hopefully an additional 3%, then you can offer a sweet incentive to a buyer to offer on your property, get you top dollar, and then you move along your way, which is what the whole process is about, right? I mean, if you're already wanting to move, that's the deal. You're trying to get top dollar. And so just using some of these simple strategies to incentivize buyers really will work wonders. And like I said, it's been going on for a long, long time. Builders have been doing it. And even in a buyer's market, sellers do it by offering, hey, we'll pay your closing costs, or we'll do this, or we'll do that for you. So use that to your advantage when you've listed your property, the buyer's incentive. So, well, I hope that's been helpful to you. I know it works. I've seen it work. And as always, after it's been helpful to you, I hope to see you on the next podcast.